my thoughts have changed on Botox and fillers. I'm not gonna lie, I love it. I love the way that it looks when it's done correctly, when you can still move. At what cost am I doing that to my health when I'm on this really amazing wellness journey right now? I'm gonna talk about alternatives. So we're not just gonna leave you in the dark and be like, don't get the Botox anymore. Welcome to the Mom Guilt Podcast. I'm your host, Vanna, a dermatology nurse practitioner turned wellness enthusiast. We're not here to get rid of mom guilt. Instead, we will give you the tools and systems to get you through whatever season you're in, because when you have the right systems, you're able to experience freedom in motherhood and prioritize yourself. Mom Guilt exists to introduce you to the life-changing habits that can create a life you never thought possible. If you're listening to this, you are not here by mistake, and I can't wait for you to dive into all things wellness and prioritization. Good morning and welcome back to the Mom Guilt Podcast. I say good morning. It's good morning for me. I'm up before the rest of my house. I'm sipping on my warm lemon water with aloe vera juice in it. You might even hear it in my voice because, of course, we got to get things going before we sound normal throughout the day. And I was able to get up this early because I took a break from the mouth tape. You guys have heard me talk about how hard it is for me to get up in the morning. I've done an episode on mouth tape. I quit doing it for a little bit just because you know how you get out of the routine of doing certain things. But last night I was like, I have to get up. I have to talk to Mom Guilt in the morning. So I'm going to do everything in my power to be able to get up in the morning. And I mouth taped. Lo and behold, I woke up like a spring chicken. I'm not kidding. It's been so hard for me to get up in the mornings. And this morning, who knows? Sometimes I'm like, if it's placebo, I don't care if it's placebo, it worked. But there is a lot of controversial research. I don't even know if you can call it research because I'm not sure about the studies on waking up with mouth tape, you being more energized, but it makes so much sense. You get more oxygenation when you breathe in through your sinuses all night. There is nitric oxide that is infused into that, and then you get more blood oxygen, is the way that I understand it. And I do notice that when I wake up and I don't wear mouth tape, that my mouth is so dry. I can tell I've breathed through my mouth all night and I just am so sluggish, and I don't feel that way this morning. So thought I'd mention it again for anyone that is skeptical, wants to try it. Here's your sign. But today we're going to go and talk a little bit more about beauty things. I don't have like a super rigid outline or like research information on any of this. This is solely my opinion on Botox and fillers. We talk about a lot of things, and I've been doing a lot of mindset lately because you guys absolutely love it, especially on YouTube. We are on YouTube, by the way. You can watch all of this video like we're chatting together. But a lot of mindset, mental health, and that's a journey that I have been on for a really long time. Not really long time, the last couple of years. But I've been sharing that with you guys and my tips, and you love it. But we all started in this space together in the beauty realm, in skincare, and that's how I started on social media. So we're going to take it back, but I'm going to tell you how my thoughts have changed on Botox and fillers. Again, this is my opinion. For someone that used to inject Botox and fillers, that used to operate lasers, I did it for probably 7 years at my previous practice, and then I still continue to inject Botox. It's just not a lot, and I still do personally get Botox. That is a disclaimer. I still get Botox at this point in time. That may change, but right now I do. And I think it's important to note, and I feel like I always note, that it's okay to change and evolve. I certainly have over the past couple of years, especially in this last year and the shift into more of a integrative and functional mindset. And I think if you're not evolving and changing, I mean, no shame at all, but if you're not, to me, that's a little disheartening. I think we should all be learning, growing, changing, evolving in many areas of our life. And this is just one of them personally. So again, I've injected for 7 years. Before I was even a nurse practitioner, I was injecting as an RN, and I used to be obsessed. Like, when they say you get down a slippery slope when it comes to injections, they are not lying. You're like, oh, that looks good. Let's do more. And that comes with Botox and with filler. And it got to a point where my supervising at the time was like, you need to chill out, because I was starting to look unnatural. And it's not necessarily that I would look bad, but I would see it in still photos and be like, ooh, like, my smile is not complete. The smile's not smiling because my face was so frozen. But I would, like, probably every couple of months, I would either be injecting myself with a neurotoxin or I would be doing fillers. I have had fillers everywhere. And to this day, I've dissolved my lips. I've dissolved a lot of it. I have not dissolved my cheeks or my under eyes, but you guys, filler stays there. There is a lot of research to show that these labels say that filler, like, your body reabsorbs it or breaks it down within 1 to 2 years, depending on the product. We are seeing surgeons that are doing facelifts or, you know, going in, and they are removing the filler. Like, they have their surgical tools and they're showing it on video, and they're like, this patient says they haven't had filler in 5 years. So we know that is not true, and that filler stays there a lot longer than we think. But I used to get so much, and I don't think I ever had a pillow face because I was at such a deficit. Like, with my Asian ethnicity, I had a lot of flat features. So at one time I was obsessed with projection of my cheekbones because my cheekbones were flat, with projection of my eyebrows because they were flat because of my ethnicity. So I was chasing that for a long time, but it got to the point where I was like, okay, like, I'm starting to not look like myself. I would get Botox all around my eyes, all around my mouth. And then, like, when I would smile in photos, it just looked weird. Like, you can't put a finger on it. I bet you, even if you personally have not gotten Botox or you've not overdone it, you'll look at photos of your friends and you're like, what's going on there? And, like, guilty. I used to do that. How my views changed specifically on Botox. Botox is a neurotoxin, and there's a lot of buzz about it being botulin, and in higher doses can be deadly. But the way that I look at it, and again, when I try to do a deep dive on this, there's not a lot of research out there about it from a functional, holistic perspective, and those are things that I'm trying to look at. But in my mind, from what I do know, it is a neurotoxin. The last part of that is toxin. And while I still do get it, I think less is more. So I'm really not getting it but every 5 to 6 months. At first, that was a convenience thing because I didn't have anyone to inject it for me anymore with, like, the setting that I'm in as a provider. But when I started doing it less, I was like, I actually like my face like this. I like that I'm moving more. I like that I'm smooth. But people would ask me, do you get Botox? Because it doesn't really look like it. So I think that less is more if you're still going to get it. The verdict is still out for consideration because I wouldn't doubt it if within the next couple of years I don't get Botox. I'm not going to lie. I love it. I love the way that it looks when it's done correctly, when you can still move, when it makes your skin look like glass. Like, it is an amazing product. And maybe once I do a deep dive, then I will decide, like, no, you know, if that's, like, my one thing, But it has, there's no telling what it probably is doing to our nervous system when we're injecting it. And that's what I am thinking about. But no longer are the days do we want to be frozen, especially in the frown lines. If you're watching on YouTube, you can see me frowning. Like, you still want movement there. And if you don't, I have so many friends and clients that are like, I want to be frozen. No shame. If you want to be, but if you're coming at it from like a less is more, I want to do as little as possible, like do little enough that you're able to get the benefits, still look natural, and then you're doing less, least of a dose as possible. I don't know why my words aren't coming out. So Botox is TBD, but again, wouldn't be surprised if I am like, it's contributing to your toxic burden and frying your nervous system, and I don't recommend it anymore. And after I talk about fillers, I'm going to talk about alternatives. So we're not just going to leave you in the dark and be like, don't get the Botox anymore. So moving on to fillers, I probably will never do filler again. That's a bold statement. Now, the one place that I can say that there's a caveat, but I really don't think I will. I think that I'll do a fat transfer. If I am going to do anything and want volume in my face, I'm not saying I'm not going to do anything to my face. Like, I will continue to do things to my face. Like, I want to do a CO2 laser, ablative laser. It's not that I'm not going to do things to my face, but I'm making conscious decisions of what I am doing and what I'm putting into my body. And I will no longer put implants into my body. And that includes fillers. You are putting a foreign substance into your body. And even when I was not thinking about holistic, from a holistic standpoint, I saw foreign body reactions to these substances when I worked at my previous practice. So number one, these things are still implants. There's still something foreign in your body, and there is the chance that you can have a reaction to them at any time. I would have patients, I actually have a good friend that she would get fillers, I think, like once a year, and every now and then her lips would swell like angioedema. And now looking back, and she even said this at that time, she's like, it's just a foreign body reaction type thing. And it's like, your body's telling you, I don't want this in me. This is not right. So not only can you have like an autoimmunity type reaction, and we wonder why a lot of us are having these autoimmune symptoms, that can very well be contributing. I'm just sitting here thinking about it. And the more I talk about it and the more that it goes through my brain, I'm like, this makes so much sense from every aspect. So as far as it being an implant, and then secondly, it decreases lymphatic drainage. What I noticed personally is I was just so puffy in my face. And you can go back and watch like the very first video that I did on YouTube. My face is puffy. My eyelids are puffy. I had filler above, like on my brow bone, again, to accentuate the brow bone, because that's like a thing in aesthetics. Once I dissolved all that and then started all of my functional protocols and started drainage work and, you know, eliminating toxins, I am way less puffy. But I have no doubt if I would have left my fillers in, because I dissolved my temples, my brow bone, that I would have still been puffy. So, and lymphatic drainage is everything. Like, it's what gets rid of the toxins, the garbage. And if you suffer from having like swollen eyelids a lot and you have fillers, even if they're not in the places that I mentioned, or if your face is just puffy a lot and you have fillers, it could definitely be contributing because of number one, an autoimmunity, but number two, your lymphatics are not working because there's something blocking them. Not to mention what I see is migration. Like, if I put my tongue at the top of my lip, I can still feel filler in there from where it has migrated to my oral mucosa. Like, you can't see it, but I can feel it. And then like when I feel under my eye, I can feel my cheek and lid junction, like the filler kind of down, not where it was injected, because it has migrated. So, you know, we're doing all these fillers to make our face look more youthful, but over time, it's just going to contribute to the gravity. When I used to inject, I would explain to women and men, I would inject men too, and say over time, because of gravity, your fat pads will sink and rotate. That's why you look more sad. That's why you get your jowls, things like that. So we're doing fillers to try to prevent that. But then over time, what's happening is the fillers are sinking and rotating with them as well. It's doing the same thing, and you're aging yourself double time with the filler. So just take it into consideration, do your own research, but this is what I have seen over almost a decade. And not to mention, when I look at people, I can immediately say, oh, they have too much filler. Like, it's the buzz term that people are talking about, that's pillow face. When you look like a pillow face, your lips are larger, your cheeks are larger. There's really no defining features of your face, like cheekbones, because you've just had so much filler. I'm saying you, I'm not being accusatory, but just look up on social media pillow face and you'll see exactly what I'm talking about. So just make sure that even if you continue to do it, and even if I consider doing it like a biostimulator, their jury's still out on that too, because there was a video, I talked about this with Danielle Maltby on our episode, that people that are getting biostimulators like Sculptra, I think that's probably a better alternative, because it's stimulating your body's own processes. But someone did a surgery and showed that it was like almost calcified, and it was preventing them from doing the facelift like they even wanted to, because of all this biostimulating product in there. So it's like, is that even a good alternative? So the alternatives that I will do for myself and I've talked about on social media, the two things that I currently do are gua sha and microcurrent, because gua sha is increasing lymphatic drainage. I'm not saying that these are replacements. I'm saying they're alternatives if you're not wanting to do these things. But gua sha can sculpt your face and make you look more defined in your cheekbones and your jawline, things like that, from the lymphatic drainage. So on a perfect morning, I would get up and I would do my gua sha with microcurrent. I've talked about microcurrent. I use the Zip Halo. I have a code with them, so I'll put it in the show notes. It is an investment, but if you do it, you have to do it consistently. And if you do it, I 100% see a lift in my face, and I do feel like I can go longer without doing Botox injections. I cannot recommend microcurrent enough. And the reason that I like Zip Halo versus other devices is because there's two microcurrent frequencies. That's what. So there's two frequencies versus one, which most do just one. So that's why I really like it. On a perfect morning, I will get up, put the like conducting gel on, do my microcurrent gua sha, and then get in the shower and do everything else. Not to mention the skincare that you are doing in stimulating your own collagen and preventing fine lines and wrinkles, and really just practicing self-care like we've talked about. But skincare, especially SPF, a physical SPF, zinc is my preference. But if you're doing skincare, gua sha, and microcurrent, you're doing the most affordable. Microcurrent is a little bit of an investment, but you'll have it forever after you get it. But those are the three things that you can do at home that I personally do and recommend to alternatively avoid Botox, fillers, things like that. And then something that I've seen, I have not tried, but something you can look into is Frownies for Botox. I think I saw it on Taylor Duke's. She sleeps in her frownies. That's kind of, they're like patches that prevent excessive wrinkling while you sleep. If I decide to not do the Botox, I probably will try the frownies. And then as far as procedures go, what I think I will do is fat transfer. So it's basically where they harvest fat from somewhere on your body and then they'll inject it into whatever areas. I honestly would love to do that for my breast, get my breast implants out and then do fat transfer. But then also I've seen beautiful natural results in the face where you would have done filler, but it's your fat, so your body is not going to identify it as foreign. I think the one downside is that it doesn't quote unquote take, where you have to do certain things to feed the fat, you have to harvest it from a particular area. Like, there is a lot of nuance to the fat transfer, and of course it's going to be expensive because I'm pretty sure it's a surgical procedure. I've heard of people not being put to fully asleep, like anesthesia is not involved, and that's where surgery gets expensive. But I do think it would probably end up being a couple thousand dollars if you're doing that. But honestly, if you're getting a couple syringes of filler, it's a couple thousand dollars anyways. So fat transfer is what I will be looking into and doing when I need a little boost, need a little volume. And TBD again on the Botox. Every time I start to like talk about it, my mind goes into a loop and I start to ruminate over it. Like, should I just stop doing it? But I love my brow lift and my smooth forehead. But like, at what cost? At what cost am I doing that to my health when I'm on this really, really amazing wellness journey right now? But when I change my mind, don't worry, you guys will be the first to know. Let me know if you guys like this. Remember, we're on YouTube. If you like things like this, of why I'm changing my mind, like we're still talking about beauty, skincare things, watch it on YouTube. Comment on Mom Guilt Podcast, because we do little like short pulls from all of these, like the best parts, the meat of the episode, and then I post them. And let me know if you liked this beauty episode, and I will keep you guys updated when my mind changes on all of these things. I'll see you on the next one.
Before you go, to grow our Mom Guilt community, rate and review on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen. Find and follow us on Instagram at Mom Guilt Podcast and on TikTok at Vannapadilla_NP. You can also watch each episode in video form at my YouTube channel, Vanna Padilla. Last but not least, always remember, take what you need and it's okay to want more. See you next time, Mama.